神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心生，恕我心曲。
Discipline is beautiful.
管教是很美的。
Sometimes it's painful.
有时候会有一些痛。
But it's very necessary.
但是却是必须的。
One of the proverbs says, Folly is bound up in the heart of a child, but the rod of discipline will drive it far from him.
箴言里面有一句话这样说，愚蒙迷住孩童的心，用管教的杖可以远远赶除。
Discipline is really positive. It's not negative altogether.
所谓的管教，它是正面性的，不是都是消极性、负面性的。
Actually, it is meant to encourage a child to do better.
事实上，管教是在鼓励孩子做得更好。
It's when we love our child,And we want to accept what they do that we discipline them.
是我们爱我们的孩子，所以呢，我们接纳他能做的，然后我们要来管教他们。
Actually, discipline is a natural part of healthy parenting-child relationship.
管教是健康的父母亲在带孩子当中的一种非常正常的关系。
You cannot have a healthy relationship without discipline.As part of what has brought your child up.
如果你要你的孩子有一个很跟你的关系很健康的话，不可能不用管教的。
Actually, discipline builds a sense of security because your child knows what to do and what direction to go in.
管教会带给孩子有很大的安全感，因为孩子们知道该往哪一个方向做，什么是对的，然后该怎么做。
Discipline instills respect in your child.
那这种管教呢，会带来孩子心里面的一些效果。
This kind of training develops godly character.
那这样会建立起一些非常虔诚的这种品格。
Proper discipline produces right living and peace in the heart of the child and in the home.
适当的管教在一个孩子的心里面或在家里面会建立他们有一种很平安而且一种很稳当的这样的一个心理。
One of the main ingredients in discipline is consistency.
那一个人管教的最重要的一个根本就是要守住那种要持续性。
Let your child know what you expect and then expect him to do it.
当你要孩子怎么做的时候要很清楚让他知道之后呢你就要期待他们盯着他们一定要做。
But not always changing the rules and in one situation it's alright, in another it's not. This is very harmful.
也不要常常改变你的规矩不要在某种情况可以在某种情况就不行这样的话对孩子是一种伤害。
Discipline requires strength on the part of a parent.
管教是要父母亲用心力来做的。
It's much easier at first not to discipline.
那当然，如果你不用管教，对你来讲比较轻松。
But what you reap in the future is terrible.
可是以后的这种结果呢，你的收成呢，却很严重的。
When your child will willingly accept and act upon what you are disciplining or training them, they're going to be a healthy child.
如果孩子们从小接受父母的管教，以后长大会成为健康的这样的孩子。
Now I want to talk about some things that we don't do in discipline.
那在管教里面有一些你不应该做，就是你要避免的，我要跟你谈这个。
Don't feel guilty when you're disciplining your child.
当你管教的时候，不要觉得有那种啊罪恶感。
Actually, it's the love that you have for your child that you want to hold these lines on or limits in their life.
因为你爱你的孩子，所以你才要帮他有一个画一个界限来限制他。
Don't be afraid of losing your child's love.
不要害怕在你管教的时候会怕失去你孩子的爱。
You will earn their respect.
你反而会得到他们对你的尊重。
And they will trust you.
他们会信任你。
Don't view structure and limits as punishment.
然后也不要把管教只有限制在这种处罚上面。
When you tell a child, don't go out in the street,That's not punishment. That's preventing them from being hit by having an accident.
当你跟孩子说你不能自己到街上去的时候，那并不是处罚，那是一种啊，让他避免危险，避免发生事情。
You see, when you establish boundaries for your child, it's beneficial for them.
当你为他们立下规范的时候，对孩子的话是一种啊好处。
So don't view it as punishment.
不要把管教啊看作是一种处罚。
Don't try to manipulate your child with fear or guilt.
也不要让孩子有这种罪恶感或害怕，就是恐吓他来啊做管教。
Sometimes we say, "Don't you do that," or somebody, or the bad man will get you.
有时候我们用一种啊恐吓的话，如果你不这样做的话，如果你做这样的话，啊，什么人会来抓你
？If you don't do that, I'll not love you anymore.
如果你不这样做的话，那我不爱你了。
No, make your discipline have positive connections to your child.
这样是不对的。要让你的管教的方式有一个正面性的来啊，跟你的孩子做训练。
Let them know that as they do that, how proud you are of them, and how glad you are that they can do it, and how thankful you are that they're your child.
让孩子们知道，当他们做到的时候呢，你是多么的啊以他们为荣，然后你是多么的觉得高兴，让他们得到鼓励。
Don't embarrass your child in front of others.
也不要让孩子在大家人啊，就是有人的面前，让他们啊。觉得羞愧。
Don't say how your child never does this and your child is always angry or your child is lazy in front of others. It hurts them terribly.
不要在人家面前说你的孩子都不做好，很懒惰，然后做的什么错事，这样的话对他们来讲是羞耻的。
A good rule to remember is praise them in public and correct them in private.
有一个原则你要注意到，在人的面前你啊就是赞美他们，在私下你就要来纠正他们。
Your children will always be grateful.
这样的话，你的孩子们会很感谢的。
They'll never be fearful then when they're out among people.
这样子，他们在人家面前就不会害怕了。
Don't belittle your child.
不要轻看你的孩子。
If you must speak the truth, speak it in love. Correct them with compassion, but don't belittle them and make them feel worthless.
如果你要指责孩子，你要用这种爱心说诚实话。如果你要纠正他的话，你也要有爱来表达，让他知道你爱他。然后你，请你一定不要去轻看你的孩子，这样子他们会认为自己很没有价值感。
Don't compare your child with others.
不要把自己的孩子跟别人来比较。
Not with neighbors' children, not with relations, not with brothers and sisters.Each child is unique.
不管是邻居也好，或者是家人、兄弟姐妹也好，都不要拿来比较。他们每一个人都是很特殊的，很特别的。
Each child is a unique creation of God.
每一个孩子都是神手中很特别的创造。
Don't ever compare them with anyone else.
绝对不要跟任何一个人去做比较。
Don't discipline your child in anger.
也不要在生气的时候管教你的孩子。
You see, anger is when you lose control.
生气是你失控的时候。
And your child knows when you're out of control.
那当你失控的时候，你的孩子是可以知道的。
Wait for your anger to pass.
一直到你的这种生气冷静下来。
Do something else. Cool yourself off.
去做一些事情，让你这个生气呢，可以就是慢慢的安静下来。
And then pray and ask God to give you wisdom.To know how to appropriately help your children.
去祷告，求神给你智慧，知道该怎么样来跟孩子做纠正的工作。
Don't use your hand for correction.
不要用手来处罚。
Find another object, such as a paddle.
找到一个东西，比如说呢，像一啊、一个棍子。
This weekend, I was at a dinner, and they were honoring a mother.
这个上个周末呢，我参加一个母亲节的一个聚会，然后他们在那里呢，就是给一个母亲一些奖励。
She had 9 children.
这个母亲有九个孩子。
5 girls and 4 boys.
里面有五个女孩，四个男孩。
They're all married now.
都结婚了。
They got together and they made a frame, a picture frame.
那他们就在一起，然后呢，做了一个框框，相框。
Inside of this picture frame was a plastic spoon.
他们这个相框里面呢，放了一个塑胶的汤匙条根，大条根。
All of them wrote their name on the spoon.
每一个人都签上他们的名字。
And they gave this as a gift to their mother.
他们一起把这样的一个相框里面的汤匙就送给他们的母亲。
This was the plastic spoon that she had used on all 9 of her children.
那么这个塑胶的汤匙呢，就是妈妈在这九个孩子身上所用的工具。
It was almost a memorial for the children.
那对孩子们都是一种回忆。
Now we've talked about some of the things we shouldn't do. Now let's talk about some of the things that we should do.
刚才我们提到有一些原则你不应该做，就是你要避免的。现在我们要来谈什么你应该要做的。
We must mold the will of our child without breaking their spirit.
我们要去折服孩子的这种意志，就是让他驯服下来，但是不要去破坏伤害到他们的这种心灵。
A child's will is molded by giving them appropriate discipline.
让孩子的这种动机意志上面呢被塑造，给他们一些管教。
Discipline when this child goes in another direction contrary to what you know is best for him.
让他们知道以后他们要去的要做的方向，然后知道什么是对自己比较好的。
Now, a child's spirit must be uplifted by being made felt that they are worthy and worthwhile by your kindness and your respect.
在管教之余，孩子的心灵一定要帮他们去抚慰，然后来举起他们的心灵呢，让他们知道说他们是有价值的。
Now, how a child's spirit is broken is different.
那一个孩子的心灵有没有破碎，有没有被伤害是很重要，而且是不一样的。
It's broken when you overreact or too many rules.
他们在什么时候会被伤害呢？就是你对他们的行为太过分的反应，或者是呢处罚太严重。
When you criticize them and falsely accuse them,
你对他们指责不公正，你对他们有那种不正确的那种斥责。
When you're impatient or you give them harsh judgments,
你有时候对他们太严厉，或者是没有耐心的时候，都会伤害他们的人格。
A horse is a beautiful thing.
你知道马是很美的一种动物。
But there are what we call wild horses.
但是有一种马是野马。
They run wild, no one owns them.
他们是在外面就是没有人拥有它，就是自己外面跑的。
But someone will find them and try to bring them into their ranch.
但是有时候会被人找到了，把他们带到自己的马棚里面。
Then they have to go through the process of breaking this wild horse.
这个野马带进来要成为有用的马，一定要在一个过程上面，他们的心呢，要他们的意志呢，要被折服。
And little by little, they work at them until the horse will allow them to ride them and to master them.
这个野马一点一点的被训练之后呢，才能够被主人来骑。
Now they don't try to break the spirit of the horse.
你训练他，但是不要破坏他们这种马的本能。
But just the self-will of the horse.
而是呢，只要让这个马驯服下来就好。
And once they do, then that horse can be very productive.
当你没有破坏他的自然性的时候呢，之后他被训练就会很有效用了。
He may be a workhorse.
他或许为你工作。
Or a horse that is in a show.
还是说表演的。
He will become productive.
他会成为很有用的。
So with your children, you want them to become productive.
一样的，你训练的孩子，你要他们以后的生活有效性。
Now I want to talk to you about something very important also.
啊，一样的，我要再讲一点很重要的。
Another one of the do's that we want you to do.
那另外一个你该做的。
Do communicate very clearly.With your child.
对你孩子很清楚地来跟他讲话沟通。
Let me see if I can sort of give you a sample.
我要给你一个例子。
First, get on your child's eye level.
首先让你的眼睛跟孩子的眼睛能够平等地对看。
Be able to look him in the eye and he's looking at you.
两个人的眼睛是可以对看的。
Then you know,He's paying attention.
这样你就知道他真的在听你讲话，他注意在听你讲话。
Then carefully describe what you expect of him.
很清楚地跟他描述，跟他说你希望他要做到什么。
Don't yell some kind of orders. Don't think he already knows. Explain carefully what you want.
不要用喊的，也不要以为他本来就应该知道的，很清楚的，很清晰的。解释让他知道你要他怎么样。
Then you can say, do you understand?
然后问他们说你明白了吗？
Always they will probably shake their head and say yes.
他们可能很快就会跟你点头说是的。
But don't stop at that.
但是不要就这样就算了。
Ask your child to repeat to you what you expect.
接下去问你的孩子说那妈妈在说什么呢？叫他能够跟你重复一次。
Then when it's time for your child to obey,Give them another gentle reminder.
当他们已经顺服的时候呢，那你再一次的用很温和的态度，然后来提醒他们。
But if you can explain yourself and communicate what you want, you will be very happy.
如果你是可以做到这种很温和的、很清楚的跟你的孩子沟通讲话的话，你会很快乐的。
Now you're going to have to establish some negative consequences for misbehavior.
当然，如果孩子做错的时候，你需要也有一些所谓的负面性的这种管教的方法。
In other words, you're going to have to establish with your child that if you don't do this, this is what will happen.
意思是说呢，要跟你的孩子警告说，如果你没有做到这一点，然后你就会受到什么样的一个结果。
Now, to have some effective consequences that will help your child to do what he should, know what your child likes and what he doesn't like.
那你要怎么样有效性的让孩子们做该做的事情，那么你就要在孩子的喜欢跟不喜欢的事情的上面呢，做一些规范。
Now, maybe you know that your child likes to watch a particular TV show.
比如说你的孩子特别喜欢看电视的哪一个节目。
That's something that you know if you take away from him, he will feel it.
那就是你如果剥夺他不看的话，他一定有什么样的感受的。
But don't tell him to do something, take away from him something he doesn't like anyway. That won't matter to him.
当你要剥夺他的权利的时候呢，不要剥夺他那个不在意的，一定要剥夺他喜欢的。
Now use a punishment that is in proper balance with the behavior.
那你的处罚跟他的行为呢，要有一个平衡，就说呢，要能够对称。
In other words, maybe your child will do something and it's really not very bad. Don't give him a terrible punishment for that.
我的意思是说呢，如果他的行为只是一点点的差错的话，不要给他一个很大很严重的处罚。
It's very good when you and your child can have an understanding that says, and your child agrees with it, if you do this,This is what will happen.
那最好是你们两者呢，就是父母跟孩子之间有一种彼此的一种认同，就说如果做错这种事情，就有这样的处罚。
And if it does happen, then be sure that you punish him for it.
那如果事情发生了，一定要确定你真的做到你所说的处罚。
Now, this little boy Tommy is 5 years old.
汤姆呢，他已经五岁了。
He lives on a very busy street.
他是在一个很热闹的街上住。
He likes to ride his little three-wheel with his friends that live across the street.
他也很喜欢跟对面的一个孩子一起来骑三轮的脚踏车。
Now, he has been told and he understands that he's never to cross that street without an adult.
爸爸妈妈跟他讲呢，如果没有大人跟着，他不能够自己骑那个脚踏车过街道。
If Tommy does disobey, he'll not be allowed to ride his three-wheeler the next day.
那父母就警告他，他们的规范的这种啊剥夺权益的方法，就是让他如果犯规的话，三天不能骑脚踏车。
Sometimes a young child needs a little spanking.
有时候孩子们呢，那些年轻的孩，小的孩子呢，需要一些啊身体的体罚。
I'm not talking about your teenagers. I'm talking about your little children.
我不是讲青少年，是讲那个小孩子。
Know that the purpose of spanking is for the child to associate the wrongdoing with pain.
那让孩子受到体罚时候的痛苦可以连接到他的错误的行为上面去，是当他有关联的。
In other words, in a young child, they recognize that they have done wrong, and so they feel a little pain for it.
我的意思是说，他们做错一件事情，然后他们就有一些痛，就是被打了，然后他们可以把它联想在一起。
Now, when you spank your child, do it in private.
当你要体罚的时候，一定要私下来做。
Be sure to explain the reason that you're going to spank him.
一定要先解释为什么你要打他。
Now, I'm not talking about slapping across the face.
我讲的不是一巴掌这样打过去。
Or hitting them.
还是说踢过去。
I'm talking about giving a few little spanks on their little backside.
我的意思是说呢，讲好了，然后呢，在他的屁股后面打几下。
We're not there to torture them.
我们不是在折磨他们。
We're there only to remind them that this is wrong and they're going to feel a little pain because of it.
我们是要用这个来提醒他，让他有一点苦，一点痛，提醒他说以后不能再做。
This is very helpful for young children.
这个对小的小孩子呢，是非常好的。
But explain the reason why you're spanking them.
但是你一定要解释为什么你打他。
Now I told you not to do this. Now this is the reason I'm going to spank you.
跟孩子说我已经告诉你你不能这样做的然后你做了所以呢现在我需要打你
Actually you can then say to the child Now why am I going to spank you
或许你可以反问他说为什么妈妈要打你
And many times a child They'll know They'll tell you
孩子们他们会很清楚的他们会告诉你为什么你打他
Another thing I think is very important
另外一件事情也是很重要的
Is to verbalize Speak to your child And physically comfort them After you spank them
在你处罚体罚他们之后呢你一定要用你的话用跟他们啊就是安慰的话来安慰他们
You say doesn't that defeat what I'm trying to do
或许你说这样跟我处罚他们的效果会不会抵消了呢
No it doesn't at all
不会的
Actually they know why they're being spanked They feel the pain But you must let them know that it's over thenIt's finished. They've taken their little pain, and now you show them the love that they need.
体罚后的安慰是让孩子在了解为什么被处罚，也感到痛之后呢，也让他知道说这个处罚已经结束了，让孩子知道说呢，你还是很爱他。
Use spanking only when it really is productive.
你体罚只是为了那个时候对于事情的啊一个效果。
Some children never need spanking. They're repentant at once.
有时候孩子们呢，在还没有体罚以前，他们已经后悔，已经改掉了。
Others are so rough and hardy that they don't even respond to spanking. It doesn't even matter to them.
也有的孩子呢，他们怎么打都是打不听的。
So use it only when it will produce what you want.
所以呢，你要体罚的话，一定要发现说这个体罚是有效果的才来做。
Here's something very important about discipline and training.
那在你的训练跟管教里面，也是另外一个很重要的事情。
Encourage in your child and develop responsibility.
要来鼓励，而且建立你孩子有责任感。
Allow your child to make some choices and some decisions.
让容许你的孩子做一些决定，让他们自己来选择做决定。
Maybe once in a while when you're ready to go out, you might say to one of your children, Where shall we go out to eat today?
比如说我们要去外面吃饭，让你的孩子啊问他们说，你认为今天该去哪里吃饭？
Maybe you can say to your child sometime, Mary wants you to go to their house, but also to Sharon.You make the decision.
那有时候你就跟孩子说呢，这个礼拜有谁跟谁邀请你去他们家，那你希望去哪一家呢？
Then permit your child to experience the consequences of a wrong choice and the benefits of a right choice.
让你的孩子体验到这种对的做对选择的时候所得到的好处，还有做错选择的时候所承受的后果。
If we cover up and try to protect our children, they'll never learn responsibilities.
如果你把孩子做错事之后的后果把它担起来，把它保护掩饰住的话，那这个孩子从来就不会学到责任感。
It's very maturing when you see a child say, you know, I made the wrong choice and I really feel it now.
那如果你可以跟孩子提到说，有时候呢，给他一个跟他谈说呢，你看我做了一个这样不对的一个决定，结果带来一个不好的结果，所以这能够跟孩子这样谈是很好的。
As you can see, your child is beginning to learn and become responsible. Give them more freedom to become more responsible.
在孩子越能负责任的时候，你就要越给他一点空间，自由的空间，这样的话他就会学得很好。
But on the other hand, restrict that freedom when you see your child is irresponsible and cannot be responsible.
但是如果孩子不能负责任的话，那你就要缩小你的范围，把他们的自由空间再减少。
Now another area we want to talk about, which of course helps with responsibility, is the benefits of making them do chores.
另外一个规范的方面就是让孩子们做一些家事。
Now this is where some families fail because they feel like, well, my children must do study, so I must do everything.
很多家庭认为小孩子呢，他们应该去念书，所以呢，什么事都不用做，父母亲来做其他的事情，这样是会失败的。
This is a bad mistake.
这个不对了，这个是错误的。
Your child must learn how to do things.
你的孩子需要学做这些事情。
And when you tell them, you must wash dishes today.
比如说呢，跟他们说，今天你要轮到你要洗碗。
Or it's your turn this week to sweep the floor.
这个礼拜轮到你要扫地。
You're teaching your child something.
你等于在训练教导他们。
Tell them in clear details what you want them to do.
很细节的告诉他们你期待他们做什么。
Be sure it's something that your child can do.
然后也要知道说他们不能做什么。
Actually, you can even assign a time. I want you to do this afternoon.
甚至你可以把时间规划出来说这个时间呢你要做这些事情。
And you must see that they are done.
然后也盯着他们有没有做好。
Your child will learn to do things.
你的孩子就学到怎么做事。
Your child will become responsible.
你的孩子会变成很有责任感。
It's a good thing to do.
这是很好的。
Now we want to reinforce positive behavior.
那我们对于这种好的正面的这种行为呢也要去鼓励去特别的去加强。
Learn to praise your child.
去赞美他。
Learn to say thank you to them.
学习向孩子们说谢谢。
Learn to give recognition to them in front of others.
对孩子们在人家面前肯定他们。
Give your child some attention.
特别的有一些对孩子有一些注意。
Give your child respect.
有时候要尊重你的孩子。
Learn how to hug them.
要去
and kiss them.
有时候去拥抱他们，去亲亲他们。
And you will be building in your child training that will last forever.
这样子的训练是会持续到永远的。
Ask God for wisdom.
求神给你智慧。
And be consistent and work at this until you can have a child that will be worthy.For God and for the community.
你一定要好好的坚持持续你这些原则，这样的话你就会抚养出对于神或对于人都很好很有用的孩子。
Discipline is the answer.
管教是你跟孩子之间的一个答案。恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供，由金炉牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林 真假的真，林真收就可以了。我们会尽快的跟您回信。